is. Do you believe in miracles?
I did.
When we were without strength, in due time, God sent His Son. When we were without strength, Christ died for the ungodly. I can put my hand on this book and tell you that is a fact. If you believe anything, you believe that. Christ came into the world to save sinners.
Yes.
Amen.
How wonderful it is, folks. When we get to thinking, about how good God has been to us. I've been out of the hospital, I guess, about 2 weeks. I spent 2 weeks in the hospital, and I've been out about 2 weeks. Getting back on my feet, I'm still not able to do what I'd like to do, or what I want to do. And I got a little woman there at home, and she watches me. She says she can't see good, but she's acting, "Don't do that, I'll carry that. Don't." And I carry a lot of baggage around with me. There's things that's going on in my life and my health. But when I think about the shape that other people are in and how good God has been to me, I just have to shut my mouth and give Him the praise for His goodness, His grace, and His mercy that He saw fit to bestow upon a character like me. Isn't it a wonderful thing today to know that God has people who believe in miracles and are able to meet? We could be anywhere else today. There's lots of things going on. There's a lot of things that's going on. We could be into a lot of things today. But would we be satisfied? I wouldn't. I couldn't have been satisfied anywhere else. Maybe at the Owl Creek Harmony Association, which is going on today. But I've been to that 2 or 3 times. I've never been to the Old Union Church in Southern Elk.
Good to have you here, brother.
The secret things, this is in the 29th chapter of Deuteronomy. The secret things belong to the Lord our God. But the things that are revealed belong to us and our children, that we might do all the words, W-O-R-D-S, of this law. Not works. God knew it was impossible. Impossible for this man that He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man stood upon his feet and became a living soul. God knew it was impossible for that man to keep the law. But thanks be to God for that one. That one who wrote the law, who was manifested in the flesh. God manifested in the flesh. Preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Thanks be to Him. He was the one. He was the only one that could bring it about. Through and by Him.
Yeah.
And when Brother Jim was telling us about the Word of God here, we need to understand this, folks. I don't know about you folks, but there's some things going on around, and it's all around us. It's in organized religion everywhere. They do not want much to do with this old King James 1611 Bible. When you get away from this, you're getting away from the virtue, the goodness, the grace. Some people look at the book of Job or the book of Psalms, oh, that's nothing. But poetry, it's a whole lot much more than poetry to them people. Them people that know and understand that this is the Word of God. W-O-R-D, the Word of God. John said, "In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was God, and the Word was with God. And all His fullness, of his fullness have all we received in grace for grace. He doesn't run it. He just keeps pouring it out to his people. How wonderful it is to know that we have a Savior. We have a Savior who is able to dwell right here.
Amen.
Right here in the hearts and the lives of his people. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. But people are playing with fire. They do not understand. Read the book. Read the book. Don't come to a conclusion about something just because you read it one time. You need to understand this book. You need to stick your nose in. You're talking about Facebook. This is the number one Facebook as far as I'm concerned. Right here. Right here. Wipe your nose every now and then. Get down there where you can look at it and find out what's in it. What thus saith the Lord. How wonderful it is. I know we don't get to see each other very often. And I think about the brothers and sisters, every one of you. I thought maybe I might see Brother Bobby Jackman here today. But just miss him. Haven't seen him for a couple of years, I guess. I think the last time I seen him was at Cannonsburg Church. But we're so glad and thankful today for a people that God has chosen before the foundation of the world. Folks, you call it whatever you want to, but it's exactly what this book teaches from the very first of it to the very last of it. Whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. And whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified.
Absolutely.
There's people that haven't been justified yet. But God said, whom he did call, he also did justify. It's going to happen. It's going to happen because this is God. This is God's counsel. And whom he justified, he also glorified. We haven't all been glorified yet, but thanks be to God for the word. Paul said, finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord might be glorified, even as it is with you.
Yeah.
Even as it is with you. And that we might be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith.
That's right.
Faith is not something that you concoct in up here between your ears. It's not something that you're educated in. This faith that was once delivered unto the saints comes from heaven itself. And heaven is not that far away from any of us. We're in a heavenly place right here today.
Amen.
And heaven is not that far from any of us. We're one heartbeat away.
Correct.
One heartbeat away from heaven. Ain't that a wonderful thing this morning? Y'all have to excuse me. I'm just an old West Virginia hillbilly raised down there around the New River, around Summers and Raleigh County. And you know, God saw fit to call me out of the unfruitful works of darkness and to translate me into the kingdom of his dear Son.
Wow.
And I don't know whether I'll ever be able to get done telling about it. I think that's one reason eternity will be so long. We can understand all these things. You know, when them two fellas was on the road to Emmaus and Christ came up on them, they were doubting. We had thought that this man was to redeem Israel. And he went to preaching to them, telling them, should not Christ have suffered and died and done all these things for his glory? And their hearts burned within them. Boy, I'd have loved to have been there. I'd have loved to have heard that. Wouldn't that have been wonderful? Wouldn't that have been wonderful to have it on your camera, on your recorder, whatever? All those things that Christ suffered, bled, and died to save his people. There is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. I've got a couple of brothers. I'm pretty close to them. When it comes to a brother in the flesh, there's not many of them I'm any closer to than Brother Joe Miller. But there is a brother that's even closer than that. Him that bled, paid the price that we could have this treasure in earthen vessels, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, both sure and steadfast, and enters within this thing. We have something, folks. I worry about people that get all these different burdens, these Bibles. My wife and I used to be in the antique business in Huntington. These people had these estate sales. They'd call us and tell us to come down here and look at this, maybe something you're interested in. And I used to take in a few of them. And people would, they'd have Bibles there, and they'd say, now, the hardback books are so-and-so, and the softback books are cheaper. They said, but there's a lot of friends, a lot of people that knew me, and they said, we're not going to charge you for a Bible. And I picked up quite a few of them. I've got one about everywhere I can find around the house. In the bedrooms and bathrooms, out on the back porch where I cool it in the evening, out under the gazebo. And I even take some of them to Cannonsburg Church and put in the pews there for people. But when I find these so-called other versions, they call them revised versions. One brother said, they're not revised versions. They're reversed visions. It's exactly what they are. They're reversed visions. They're not telling you. They don't have that virtue in them. They don't have that poetry in them. It don't sound right to me, folks. It sure don't sound right to me. This New Living Bible, my children are not Primitive Baptist. I don't have the influence on them that I'd like to have. Haven't had for years. He had one, it was called the New Living Bible. I said, son, I give him a King James Bible, just like the one Brother Joe carries. A King James Bible. I said, this is the Word of God. This thing they call the New Living Bible, it is not new, it is not living, and it is not a Bible. They're wanting to water everything down. Satan is behind all of this. He's our number one enemy. He's behind every bit of it. And he knows what he's doing. And he's not lazy. He's on the job, day in and day out. But thanks be to God for people that know that joyful sound. And so, we need to be careful about these things. It tells us in the book, the little foxes spoil the vines. A little bit here, and a little bit there, from this scripture, from that scripture, and taking all these things away from what thus saith the Lord, and bending the word to mean something else. Peter said, wherefore, brother, giving all diligence, add to yourselves virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance godliness, and godly kindness to brotherly kindness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and all, if these things be in you, they make ye that ye should not be unfruitful, and they make you that you might be understand, have more knowledge of Jesus Christ. That's what we want, folks. It's not what I know. I'm just an old retired truck driver. When you're just thinking about what I know, it's not much, really. I was just barely able to graduate from high school. But thanks be to God for what Christ knows, what He knows. And Paul talked about that when he was preaching to the people at Ephesus. Let me get over there to that. I don't want to skip over that. It says, Paul, this is in the third chapter of the book of Ephesians. He was talking to the Ephesian church when he wrote this to us. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given. Brethren, we understand that. Everybody that understands that what we are in nature and what God has done for us understands what Paul was talking about right here. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. He said, this gospel that is preached to me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, nor was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. He knew where it come from. The unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. And Paul was telling these people at Ephesus, and here's where it gets good right here, folks. To the intent that now unto principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. Thank God for Jesus Christ, who came into our hearts and our lives. And there are people here upon this earth that know what is going on. And Brother Joe and I was coming up the road this morning talking about all these wonderful things that God has done and shown to us. I'm just like Brother Joe. Were it not for the people that know what is going on in this earth today, we would have been doomed a long time ago. End of time would have come. But God is in control of this thing. He's in control of it. Every bit of it. Salvation is of God, folks. Every bit of it. Even Jesus Christ, who was manifested in the flesh. God manifested in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory. He's well aware of every bit of it. And He knows exactly what's going on. And He has people here upon this earth that look to Him. And there's a whole lot. We may not know it. We sure don't know it all yet. And if I stand up here very long, you'll find out that I don't know an awful lot. But we know today. We know today that He knows what's going on. And He's in control of it all. God said, remember the former things of old, for I am God, beside me there is none other, declaring the end from beginning and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all of my pleasure. Don't that make you happy? That He's going to do all His pleasure. He's going to see to it that every child of grace walks the streets of glory without the loss of the first one. Even little infant children were snatched out of the womb before they could even say daylight and killed. They have a home in heaven. They have a home in heaven. People. People that didn't have enough mind, hardly, to be able to put the left shoe on the left foot and the right shoe on the right foot. People like that. That didn't have that kind of mind. God is going to see to it that they'll have a home in heaven too. How wonderful it is to know that salvation is of God 100%. We have so much to be thankful for. That God seen fit that His people would not be banished from Him. I'm going to get over here in the 5th chapter of 1 John, for John's first epistle, not the Gospel of John. Over here in the back of the book, it says, "And we know," this is verse 20, chapter 5, 1 John, "And we know that the Son of God is come." I don't know what these new versions say about this scripture. "We know that the Son of God is come and hath given us an understanding that we may know Him that is true, and we are in Him that is true, even in His Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. We know that the Son of God is come." Some people would say, well, it ought to say has come. No, folks, He's still here. He's still right here among us. His people are here upon this earth, praying, making intercession to Him. And He's in heaven. He's in heaven before the Father, praying for us. We know not what we should pray for, as we all. You know, a lot of times we don't know what tomorrow holds. I've been in some terrible shapes in different times. Not just laying flat on my back in the hospital or laid up at home, not able to do anything. But I've been through some other hard times. And I didn't know nothing else to do but call on Him. Has He failed me?
No. Never.
Comes to my rescue every time. And makes a way. Makes a way that I can wake up in the morning, give Him the praise and the honor and glory. That is as best as I can speak it. Give Him the praise and the honor and glory who has blessed me in another heavenly places. I have lain on my bed and on a park bench even a time or two and woke up in the morning rejoicing that this is another day that the Lord has made, and He saw me through another night and brought me to this place where I have another opportunity to walk closer to Him today than I did yesterday. All we have to do, folks, is reach out and take Him by our hand. He's right there with us. He said, "I'll never leave you for forsake you." When He descended up into heaven, He told them people. He said, "All power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." And He said, "Lo, I am with you always." Always. He's that friend that sticketh closer than a brother. We are really very much akin to Him. Every one of us who were chosen in Christ. In Christ. How could this be? How could this be, the things that were said about Him? "Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon His shoulders. He shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. How could this be? This was 700 years before he came. But what God says, he's going to do it. His counsel is going to stand when nothing else. But this friend that sticketh closer than a brother, in the beginning was in the beginning with God, the Word. We have to be careful. We'd better be careful how we handle this book. This is not just something that men conjured up, like Brother Jim quoted when he was preaching to us here. This is not just what man says. This is the words of the Word. And our God is a consuming fire. And this is the Word of His Son. This is what we want to trust, put our faith and our trust in. This is He that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is His truth. There are three. That bear record in heaven. This is the one I'm looking for right here in this fifth chapter. For there are three that bear record in heaven. You folks, you know, every one of you know this. But isn't it a wonderful thing to be reminded of it every now and then? How close we are to heaven. And how good God and gracious He is to us. There are three that bear record in heaven: the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. Folks, you could unscramble eggs, these, and you could separate that. We need to believe that. We believe that. Thank God for a people that believe that. We'll make an effort, regardless. I cleaned my little old car up yesterday, and one of my neighbors come by, and get up here and preach about my neighbors, but he don't hardly know what's going on. He said, "What are you cleaning that old car up for?" "It's about 15 years old." I said, "Well, I'm thinking about going to Culpeper, Virginia tomorrow." I said, "May ride it up there, may ride with Brother Joe in his truck." He said, "What are you going up there for?" I said, "Well, I'm going up there to a church meeting. I've never been to this church up there before." "You going up there to church? Aren't you going to Canonsburg Sunday? You going to Canonsburg Church Sunday?" "Well," I said, "I may not go to Canonsburg Sunday. I may go to Winchester, Kentucky." "You going up there for church?" I said, "Yeah." They do not understand. Got no idea. No. Folks, I don't know anything to do but to pray for people like that. I know before I retired, this was before I come to the Canonsburg Church, before I ever heard the gospel of my salvation preached. I'd heard a lot of gospel preaching that day. I know when God saved me, it was over 50 years ago. I know when God saved me. I was working at a big refinery there where you cross from West Virginia into Kentucky. 77 hours a week. And I thought, this is what I need to do. This is what I need to do to add to my pension. But money is not everything. 7-Eleven's what I'd work. We got an hour a day for hauling them in and hauling them out and driving trucks in that old refinery over there. But money is not everything. And I look back and think of the times that I could have been sitting at the Canonsburg Church. I look back now and I think the times that I could have been sitting at the Canonsburg Church on a Sunday morning and listen to brethren that preach the everlasting gospel of Jesus Christ, who've already gone on to their reward. Only thing I know to do is pray for them people. I thank God that there were people that prayed for me and made me to know that I need to come out of organized religion and find where the church is at. I'm not saying that all those people that I was mixed up with are not in the church. But I'll tell you this, there was a whole lot of things I heard that never done me any good, that harmed me, harmed a lot of other people, and caused a lot of them to go astray. But thanks be to God for a people that know that joyful sound. I'm so glad and thankful to be here this morning. Continue to pray for us. We don't know what tomorrow holds, but thanks God we know Him who holds tomorrow.
Amen.
Appreciate every one of you.
I'm glad you, brother.
I'm glad to be here to see some of you I haven't seen for a while. Some of you I've never seen before. But brother, you're so glad and thankful that God has a people that know what thus saith the Lord. He said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And He is that way, that truth, and that life.
Yeah.
And like Brother Jim said, I come in the volume of the book, it is written of me, to do thy pleasure. We have it right here in this old 1611 King James book. Thank you for your kind attention.
4:13.